Catherine Lutz is a freelance journalist based in Aspen. When Obamacare went into effect this year, she bought health insurance for her family of four through the Colorado Health Exchange. Right now, the monthly premiums are very low. The provider is Anthem, also called HMO Colorado.
At first, it was $150, and I was ecstatic. And then when it dropped down to $90 a month, I was in a little bit of disbelief.
Those affordable prices are because the Lutz's family income is low enough they qualify for a sizable tax subsidy. When Colorado officials announced this summer that Anthem's prices for next year were available for public review, Catherine gave Aspen Public Radio the go-ahead to look up her plan.
Close the browser, open back up again.
We knew Catherine's premiums could go down since insurance officials tried this year to make health insurance cheaper in resort towns. And if her monthly bill might go up a lot, she could submit a comment on her plan to help state officials prevent unfair rate hikes. But what started as a quest to find out just how much Catherine might be spending on her health insurance next year turned into a nearly two-month-long saga. In the end, we found confusion between state insurance officials and one of Colorado's biggest insurance companies. Here's what happened. Aspen Public Radio tried searching the database available at the Colorado Division of Insurance. There are instructions posted, but they do little to help. This is a confusing search website. It's not user-friendly. So we asked for help.
What we're going to do is on company name, you're going to type in Rocky, and you can type in Mounts or Mountain, whatever you want, and then put an asterisk.
Susan Booth is a rate and financial analyst intern with the division. She might also be one of the most genuinely helpful people on the planet. Booth explained how to navigate, what words and dates to put into the search. Nothing about this site is intuitive. Sometimes our search wouldn't even load. But when it did, we spent 5.5 hours painstakingly reviewing hundreds of pages, and we couldn't find Catherine's plan. Remember, all of this is with the tips we learned from Susan Booth. Which brings us to another hiccup. In the interest of transparency, Colorado posts every single document related to a healthcare plan. And there's no way to tell which documents are actually someone's healthcare plan or simply explanatory paperwork about the plan.
Anthem Bronze Direct Access.
Once again, we called up Susan Booth.
I had to go do some other looking, and it appears that Anthem is not renewing that particular plan.
So we call Catherine for a progress report and say, hey, you're going to have to get a different health insurance plan for next year. Can we call Anthem, though, just to make sure? And Catherine says yes.
The simple answer is Mrs. Lutz's plan is not being canceled. Anthem is not planning on canceling the policy and has not requested the division's approval to do so.
That's Joy Zell Davis, a spokeswoman for Anthem's Colorado plans.
Instead, Anthem has filed and the Division of Insurance has approved Anthem's request to renew this plan with certain benefit modifications in 2015.
In other words, after searching through detailed health documents for 5.5 hours, not only was the insurance plan missing from a statewide database, the agency in charge of policing health insurance disagreed with the carrier about whether that plan should even be there. Now, let's pause for a moment. Technically, Colorado isn't required to post all of this information during the summer. According to federal law, premium increases of 10% or more have to be displayed by November 15th. So, in fact, Colorado officials are trying to go the extra mile by posting information early, but they're failing to do so effectively. Back at Catherine's place, we asked what it was like getting mixed messages about her policy.
Well, I'm not entirely surprised. I think they're probably making the best effort they can, but it sounds like it's a very, very complicated thing.
I would say it's less than ideal that kind of hours upon hours isn't what we want people to have to go through. So, and it's why we want to look to having something better for consumers next year.
That's Vince Plymel, the spokesman for the Division of Insurance. The agency really started digging around for Catherine's plan after we passed on the message that Anthem is keeping it next year. Now it appears the cause of our confusing and ultimately fruitless search may be that Anthem didn't upload the right paperwork to the database. We began our journey with one question. Will Catherine Lutz's health care plan cost more next year? Nearly 2 months later, we still don't know the answer. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.